Now, Daniel, here's a question for you, and this is an electrifying question from John, who wants to know, can you tell us, when lightning strikes the sea or other big bodies of water, does it fry the fish?
Well, so when lightning strikes the sea, it spreads out horizontally rather than vertically. So it would spread out along the surface. And because most fish and most marine organisms tend to live kind of at deeper depths, they're likely to avoid being struck by lightning. But it doesn't mean that they can't be. And there have been cases where people have observed lightning strikes and then seen dead fish floating on the surface. So I think they can be, but it's not something that is a huge problem, because it's not like it's going to radiate, you know, across the whole Earth.
Because it's spreading out over, as it spreads, it's going to weaken quite considerably,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So the electric field to which a fish is going to be exposed is going to diminish really quite rapidly.
Yeah. And in terms of marine mammals as well, there's been some observations, sort of fishermen's tales, so I'm not exactly sure if it's true, of witnessing a whale being struck by lightning and things like that. But if a human gets struck by lightning, they don't always die. I think it's like, 20% or something like that? It's not a good thing.
No,
you wouldn't go out of your way
it.
To get it. But yeah, they're not always going to die from it anyway. So I think it's something that is possible, but it's not a huge problem because they're usually deeper.
Tim?
So one of the first things I ever did for The Naked Scientist was actually a piece about a person who had been struck by lightning and wanted to know about it. And the thing I most remember about this was we interviewed someone in the US who was all about lightning safety. And he came up with this great phrase that I will remember till the day I die, which is, when thunder roars, stay indoors.
Good quote. Farmers say, Chris, they sometimes find animals that have died in fields. They sometimes argue that lightning hits the ground or something and then travels across the ground. And if you've got a long animal like a horse or a cow, it could go up the front legs along the body, killing the animal en route and then out the back legs. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I definitely think it's possible. I mean, imagine the setting. You've got a nice open field with livestock. It seems like a good recipe for lightning strikes. I often wonder, are giraffes particularly sensitive to this problem? They tend to hang out in open spaces. And
well, they've also got an inbuilt lightning conductor, haven't they?
Exactly.
And is that the case? Because you get some pretty vicious thunderstorms over the areas of Africa where these animals live.
Yeah, again, you hear lots of stories of people saying they've witnessed lightning strikes in giraffes. I don't know.
If anyone out there who